Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoke Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's face it, life can feel like a chaotic roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of stress or frustration. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those twists and turns with more grace and calmness? Today we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Building emotional intelligence through self-reflection. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like guests at a party. Some are fun, some can be a bit loud or even disruptive. Self-reflection is about learning to understand these guests, manage the party, and create a space where everyone feels welcome, even those grumpy ones. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-reflection sounds kinda woo-woo, right? Trust me, it's not about sitting in silence for hours with incense burning. It's about actively checking in with yourself throughout your day. Think of it like a quick mental tune-up. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your emotional intelligence through self-reflection. First up, recognize and name your emotions. This might seem simple, but it's surprisingly powerful. Instead of just saying I feel bad, try to get specific. Are you feeling anxious? Frustrated? Disappointed? Naming your emotions helps you understand them better and gives you a starting point for managing them. Ever felt like you were on an emotional roller coaster without even knowing where the next loop was taking you? By labeling those feelings, you're basically installing seatbelts and safety harnesses for your emotional journey. Next, identify your triggers. We all have things that push our buttons, a certain phrase, a situation, or even a particular scent. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for coping with those triggers. Think of it like knowing which ingredients in a recipe could lead to kitchen chaos and prepping accordingly. Maybe you need a calming mantra, a quick breathing exercise, or simply taking a step back from the situation. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few moments each day to simply notice your breath, your surroundings, and the sensations in your body. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on that endless mental chatter and allowing yourself to just be. It can help you become more aware of your emotions as they arise, preventing them from taking over completely. Now, here's where things get really interesting. Challenge your negative thoughts. We all have those inner voices that whisper doubts and negativity. But what if I told you you could rewire those circuits? When a negative thought pops up, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? By questioning your thoughts, you can start to break free from their grip and replace them with more positive and empowering ones. Finally, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you mess up. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your imperfections and learn from them. Self-compassion is like having a warm, supportive friend who reminds you that you're doing the best you can, which, let's be honest, we all need sometimes. Think about that time you were super stressed about a presentation at work. Maybe you felt butterflies in your stomach, couldn't sleep the night before, or even froze up mid-speech. Now, imagine if you had taken a few moments to pause and reflect on those feelings. You could have identified your anxiety triggers, practiced some deep breathing exercises, and even challenged those negative thoughts that were holding you back. By understanding your emotions and managing them effectively, you could have delivered that presentation with more confidence and ease. So, remember, building emotional intelligence through self-reflection is a journey, not a destination. It's about making small but consistent efforts to understand yourself better and cultivate a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Ready to take your emotional intelligence to the next level? Here's what you can do. Start by simply taking 5 minutes each day for self-reflection. Journaling, meditation, or even just quiet contemplation can work wonders. As you get more comfortable, try identifying your triggers in specific situations and developing coping strategies. And remember, be kind to yourself along the way. Progress takes time and effort. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little emotional intelligence boost. And leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform to let us know what you think. Thanks for tuning in, and keep calm and stoic. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.